For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank God we did not lose one of the great shows covering sport in our society. Turner Sports shutting down meant that we could see the end of the group that is Ernie and Chuck and Kenny and Shaq sitting at the desk. And it's going to be together moving forward now. Because we'll get more moments like last night. See, the best thing about... well, it's not Inside the NBA, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Still the name
yeah.
of it, Inside mm-hmm. the NBA? The best thing about Inside the NBA is not even the basketball, generally. Basketball's fine. They'll break it down. They speak truth to the power. They'll call out teams and players more than almost any show. But it's the non-basketball stuff to me that is the most entertaining. Like last night when Shaq gets up in the middle of a segment and just starts two cheeks slidering his way away from the desk.
And we've all had that walk. We've all had a moment.
He looks like
the panic.
He's about to make a mess on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, what? They knew what he was doing. They didn't have to ask him, but they're like, bro, right now? Like, we're literally on live. At first, I thought it was video from when they were just sitting there watching basketball. And then I realized, oh my God, this is in the middle of a segment.
Chuck's about to make a point.
What I love about it is the casualness of him not caring. Where they're like, dude, we're on air.
Keep going, Chuck.
He's like, don't worry about me. And it like, but what about the TV thing that we're doing? He almost threw a curveball last night. The old two fingers went down.
I underestimate the other thing about Kawhi is, you know, what I...
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, I know. Catching a crap.
Catching a cramp.
Go ahead. Keep talking, Chuck.
Yeah, we're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
After 40, you can't hold it.
That's
your
first.
You can't hold it.
I love, too, you don't see this visually, but Ernie goes palms up.
He's going
Jordan against Portland. He's like, wait, what? And he's just kind of looking at the camera like, what am I supposed to do to keep this circus on track?
Shaq's so disappointed. Just keep going. What?
Well, how about when he first stands
yes.
up? What, is it Kenny that says,
yeah.
You okay, big guy?
Like
what's going on over yes. there? You having a moment? You need something? And then Chuck goes, you catching a cramp. As if he's just going to stand up because yes. his leg fell asleep.
Yes.
And then they realize, uh-oh.
And then they know.
Something's happening here. As soon as you see him walking,
yeah.
the video is hysterical.
It's
you
so
know,
good.
We've all been there. You're either going to get to that toilet or people are going to be talking about this for a little while.
Like, you're at new pair of pantaloons territory. Like, you hope wardrobe
right.
is stocked for the evening.
You're at underwear is getting thrown out at work territory.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to be at underwear is getting thrown out at work
Never
territory.
A place you want to be.
Let me hear it one more time.
I underestimate the other thing about Kawhi is, you know, what I...
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, I know.
Catching a crap?
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, we're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it. After 40, he can't hold it no more.
That's a first.
He can't hold it.
Unless he's got no something. After 40. That wasn't something planned, was it?
No,
that was
not planned. Hey, listen, hey. He was in the back talking about he's going to drink alcohol to clear up his
gut. No, he's been drinking olive oil.
You know what? Olive oil to clean his gut. It's cleaning his gut.
Wow. Do you think... I mean, only because it's that show is it charming and hilarious, right?
100%. If that happened on any other program, I'd go, what are we doing?
Yeah.
That's the most unprofessional. For whatever reason.
Correct.
They've built up so much, I don't know if it's credibility or what, that's not the right word, but just so many deposits in the bank.
Well, it's
where,
just of part course of the charm.
Exactly.
It's baked in, you know?
It's real.
I always say there's like different rules for different people, but there's also a different expectation, right? I remember like one time I got really mad about something. I don't remember what it was, but I screamed about something. And people made the biggest deal about it. Everyone was like, are you okay? And they're tweeting me like, why are you so upset? And I don't scream very often. If you scream, it's a little more normal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
it's like a Tuesday.
When we talk about something off the beaten path with an attractive actress or something, it's kind of like, whoa, what are these guys doing? Whereas it's, for the junkies, it's just Wednesday at 9.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? There's an expectation of kind of what you're getting. And with that show, that works. But.
Right. If it was a shoddy show on ESPN,
I'd be like, think of a show where I would see that, like College Game Day. If, like.
Desmond Howard had to just leave
Desmond
the set.
Desmond Howard just stands up and you're like, I guess he was about to poop his pants. Like, what is going on?
I suppose we're doing that now. But something about it. I don't know how or why it fits. And of course, they flip immediately into. Here's the little behind, just enough behind the scenes where he's like, people drinking the olive oil, think it's going to clean his gut, and they look, boom, right away, they're into the behind the scenes shtick.
Well, and you know, by the way,
that
was a 15-minute bit they did where they watched their games back in the back.
So good.
Where they're just sitting there and Shaq's like, I've been drinking olive oil. It's cleaning out my gut. And they're like, you know, that's going to make you go to the bathroom, right? No wonder.
Yeah, what does clean out your gut mean to you?
Exactly. Wow. That's amazing.
I know. We just keep going.
You ever had a scare? Well, actually, I know you've had a scare.
Yeah, yeah.
There were a time where you made Ryan open the door and hold it open for you because you didn't think you'd.
I didn't
be
think
able,
I'd make it.
You didn't think you'd be able to exert the energy to like pull the door open
something.
In
other words,
out.
I was like, holding the quarter in there, snare drum tight, fighting. I mean, just fighting to the end of that segment.
Yeah.
Whoever we had actually had a guest.
If
on.
If I would have tickled you,
done. If we had a guest on, I think. And the guest was giving these long answers, and I'm sitting there like, oh, my God, like my head rolling back and forth, just like, oh, take me away. And so I told Ryan to open the door, because if I had to change any exertion for that, because it's snare drum.
These are heavy soundproof doors.
No, but if I had just pulled it all, that exertion would have released that grip that I had down there, and that's it. And so I barely made it to the restroom. I mean, barely. I hadn't gotten to the full position yet before
Harry
explosion.
Harry when he plops down on the toilet at Mary's house.
Yeah. Hope we're not trying to use the toilet. It's
Sam.
Not working.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.